Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation takes the floor on section D, E, and F, having already made preliminary comments for the preceding sections. We welcome the establishment of a group of experts and the clarification of its mandate in section F. Our understanding is that the work of this GOE is preliminary towards the elaboration of concrete measures which might, as appropriate and without prejudice, include the recommendation to initiate negotiations on a legally binding instrument. In other words, it's the first step in a two-step roadmap that could hopefully lead to the negotiation of a comprehensive protocol that includes verification measures. We think this aspiration, which is shared by many, could be better reflected, but we think that the language as it stands is very constructive and only needs to be fine-tuned. The envisioned GOE provides a realistic path to bring our work forward. There is a clear attempt here to learn from the lessons of the previous intersessional process. The meetings of experts had been very helpful, providing us with a lush garden of ideas to strengthen the BWC, but those ideas were quite unwieldy and disorganized, and it was a challenge to harvest them. The proposed group of experts provides a more streamlined approach that could hopefully address this crucial gap, but we could do better. In this context, we agree with the delegations of the US, Switzerland, and Guatemala that we need to clarify the schedule of meetings in a manner that will ensure that discussions are focused. In this regard, we believe that the most important mandate among those listed in paragraph 24 are those referring to measures on compliance and verification. We believe that we should allocate a significant chunk of the group of experts' work on this issue. Mr. President, we are concerned, however, that the overarching mandate of the GOE could dilute the decision to establish the mechanisms referred to in sections A and B, namely the Article 10 Steering Group and the Scientific Advisory Board. This concern was also alluded to by Mexico and other delegations. As it currently stands, the topic envisioned to be discussed by the GOE include international cooperation in science and technology. These topics transcend the mandate in the terms of reference of the mechanisms envisioned in sections A and B. Subsuming the elaboration of the mandate and modalities and composition of the steering group and the scientific advisory board means that the two mechanisms will not be established until the GOE is able to agree by consensus on its penultimate report, which could take up to 5 years, depending on whether we could agree to hold a special conference in 2025. We believe that there are two options to address this. The first option is to give the group of experts an additional, more focused task to work on the mandate, composition, and modality of the said two mechanisms in its first or second year, separate from its mandate to identify and examine measures leading to possible legally binding measures. In other words, the group of experts' mandate could constitute two baskets. First, measures that require intensive consultations and discussions, including those already listed in paragraph 24. Second, implementing the two decisions reflected in sections A and B in an immediate and time-bound manner. In this regard, we wish to propose a new language as follows, and this will be paragraph 24 bis. The conference tasks the group of experts to finalize and implement decisions contained in paragraphs 1 and 2 within the first 2 years of the intersessional process. The second option is the one proposed by Mexico, which is to appoint facilitators that will carry out this focus work. The facilitators can then report to the intersessional process with a view to immediately establishing these two mechanisms, which we believe is separate and distinct from discussions on measures on international cooperation in science, scientific and technological development. Of course, this is without prejudice to the group of experts' discussions, because it is also possible that the group of experts will conclude during their deliberations that you need to strengthen or you need to revise these two mechanisms moving forward. We reiterate our principled position, which is shared by many NAM countries, on the need for this conference to establish the Article 10 Steering Group. We also agree that we need to establish a Science and Technology Advisory Board. We understand the spirit behind the President's proposal to defer the elaboration of the mandate, composition, and modality of these mechanisms to the intersessional process. Yet, we cannot shy away from a decision on their establishment, and we should not kick the can down the road. Finally, Mr. President, with regard to Section D, we echo the support expressed on practical measures, including tabletop exercises, Article 7 database and guidelines, and we reiterate our request supported by many, for language referring to biorisk management standards to be restored. On Section H, we welcome reference to the encouragement for states parties to seek gender balance in the implementation of the sponsorship program. Thank you, Mr. President.